There has been relief as residents of public housing towers in Melbourne walked free from Australia's hardest lockdown overnight. People in 8 of the 9 towers were allowed out at midnight, joining the rest of Melbourne in stage 3 restrictions. But residents in the remaining tower will have to endure a further 9 days locked in their homes after 53 coronavirus cases were found there. Queensland is preparing for a tourism boost as it reopens its borders to interstate travellers today. After 15 weeks, the Sunshine State is welcoming residents of all states and territories except Victoria. Queensland authorities are warning of lengthy delays to get into the state, with almost 240,000 of its 7-day border passes already issued. There are growing fears that other states will start to see an end to their COVID-free streak. In Canberra, 4 people have tested positive to coronavirus in the past 2 days, and it's prompted the government there to upgrade its self-isolation advice. And a major search is underway in California after actor Naya Rivera went missing while swimming in a lake with her 4-year-old son. The young boy was found alone in a boat, and his mother, who is best known for her role on the TV show Glee, is thought to have drowned. The cast of the TV drama has been hit by a series of tragedies. 2 other former stars have died.